It's time for today's AM Minnesota program, sponsored by Century 21 Atwood, Professional Pride Realty in Northfield.
Morning. It's time for an update here on the Linder Farm Network. And this Wednesday morning, joining us, Jim Emter, Van On & Company, Alexandria. Well, Jim, near unchanged and mixed for corn and beans. What are you following today?
Yeah, Linda, right now, market just marking time till Friday. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You know, is there uncertainty out there? Is there concern out there? Yeah, both ways, for both the bull and the bear. You know, what if yields come in under expectation? What if they come in over? What if China doesn't hold up their end of the bargain? I mean, a lot of stuff floating around, and we just got to try to lean into, what the charts are telling us. And from our vantage point, key support is down here around this $11 area. If we were to break this $11 area, well, then all of a sudden you could find yourself rolling over and trading down, you know, to some mid-10 type price counts. If we can hold here and get something friendly out of the report, well, then 1205 is not out of sight. So, again, I think the report's going to dictate direction here. And, again, we just usually don't spend a lot of time in this $11 area. As for the corn market, getting above 435 is a key thing to the top side. If we can do that, we've got something. If we get below 427, then I'm afraid we roll over and take kind of our Thanksgiving lows for the corn market. So we'll see how that unfolds. That's going to be a major focal point. And again, just lean into those price counts. I think they're going to tell you a lot more than trying to outguess this thing right now. As for crop report expectations, corn yield forecasted to come in at 184, soybean yield at 53.1. Those are the expectations coming into the report.
And what are you watching with livestock trade today?
Yeah, cattle market's been back and forth so far this morning. I mean, you know, as you potentially get individuals that'll dig into the packers, I mean, this is going to take time to unfold, Linda, in a lot of different areas. You know, if we get Mexico open or Brazil open, you know, that brings a much more bearish sentiment around the market when you couple that with the Argentina. If those remain closed, well, then there's some reason for optimism for the bull. But, you know, this too is a market all of a sudden that's looking for direction. And if President Trump keeps trying to hammer on these cattle prices to get them down, you know, from the retail sector, again, that's going to weigh on futures prices. And that's just what we're enduring right now. The key now is trying to get down to the bottom bun of this market. And, you know, really around that 210 area off the December live cattle is that area. So we have some room to liquidate if we want to. We've got room to rally. This is a consolidating market right now. And the hogs tried to make the initial good trade. We'll pull back a little bit. You know, we can see a 50% retracement of the initial recovery. That's normal. And then the key now is if we can get above yesterday's highs, that's what activates price counts. So watch that, because not only do we have those highs, but we have the 200-day moving average.
Jim Emter, Van Auden Company, Alexandria. Chicago December corn, 433.25. That's up 1.25. In March at 447.5, up 0.5 cent. January beans, 1126.5, down 0.75 cent. March, 1137, now down 0.75 cent at 1137.25. December Chicago wheat down 1.75. December live cattle down 40. November feeder cattle up 95. However, January down 110. December lean hogs down 37. February down 97. This is the Linder Farm Network.
Looking for farmland or a country home in Sherburn and Benton counties near Becker and Foley? The Steffes Group is hosting a large, multi-county Minnesota home and land online auction closing December 3rd at 1 p.m. Over 1,547 acres will be sold in 19 tracts featuring 1,100-plus acres of tillable farmland, 5 homes, and a grain handling facility. Go to steffesgroup.com today and see what could potentially be yours. And remember, selling your land is a big deal. Let the pros at Steffes Auctioneers handle it from start to finish.
Happy Acre Spreading is your source for poultry litter applied to your fields to help you maximize your bottom line. They will haul and spread the product across the Linder Farm Network listening area, and they'll be happy to give you a quote today. Call Tom at 507-521-2577. That's 507-521-2577 for Happy Acre Spreading. That's our update on the Linder Farm Network.
The market update sponsored by the KDHL Agri Boosters, including Craig Keller over there at the Keller Insurance Agency in Near Strand. Craig does help protect all things important to you. We will continue with today's AM Minnesota program right after this.
AM Minnesota on the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Back to News Director Gordy Cosville out at Century 21 Atwood Professional Pride Realty in Northfield.
Yeah, proud to be part of your Journey Conference Room. Pete Murgis is with me. I'm looking through my billfold. I'm not sure I put my Cannon Valley Sportsman's Lifetime Pass in here, and I can't
Pete. I know somebody that could probably get you another one.
No, I know I got it. It just isn't in here where I thought it was. You know, sometimes I take cards out and I don't put them back in.
I understand.
But I wondered what your next event is.
Our next quarterly meeting is January 15th. I believe it'll be out at the Keepsake Cidery, south of town.
In January.
In January. Yes, they have a beautiful facilities there.
Yes, they do.
We're working on some speakers right now, and I'm hoping to have an ice fishing legend on. I can't say his name because I haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, you just said legend.
Well, you'll have to surmise who that could be, but an ice fishing legend. And I am hoping to have him. And looking for another speaker. So we're just lining those people up right now. But yes, it is coming to the end of the year, and we're wrapping up looking to next year and talking about all the amazing things we accomplished this year. And quite excited about it, but we'll be going out looking for continued support and membership and corporate sponsors. So,
and the memberships run,
a family membership is $50 for a year, or you can do a lifetime membership. I think it was for $500.
That's what it was, but it could go up. Who knows?
No, it's not going up. It's we want this to be a completely affordable club for people. So, but we are continuing to raise monies and do things. We are a 501c3, so all the monies that come in end up going back to the youth and the outdoors. The Northfield Clay Target Team, the Northfield Fishing Team. There's a civilian marksmanship, youth civilian marksmanship program that we also are funding and doing some other things. If you are somebody out there that works with kids in the outdoors in some capacity, please get a hold of us. We want to support you.
You started an archery team here?
It hasn't started yet.
Oh,
we want to start an archery team. We had a little bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, a little bit of an issue because the city of Northfield needed to move our archery range. So that is actually in process as we speak. So we don't have our archery range that we built. We don't have that currently up and running. So we will here in the future have that all squared away, and we're excited to...
you don't have a range up at the club.
We do not have a range at the Veterans and Outdoors Gun Club, no.
Is there thoughts of maybe adding that?
Possibly. Remember, those are two separate entities. The Veterans and Outdoors Gun Club is a separate entity. You must be a member of the 435 American Legion or a member of the Cannon River Outdoors Club to potentially become a member at the Veterans and Outdoors Gun Club. So definitely two separate entities, but
are they looking for a spot for the archery range, or do they have one?
They have it. It's already identified. It's just a couple blocks down the road from where it was before on Jefferson Parkway. They're extending Jefferson Parkway through. That's where the water treatment facilities was going to go. They are still going to put the road through, apparently. So they moved the down Hall Avenue. They moved the archery range. I guess that would be to the south, a few blocks.
We've only got a couple minutes left of the show.
I know. Fast. It goes fast all the time.
It does fly by, doesn't it?
It does.
Any parting words of wisdom you'd like to share with us?
Just want people to get out there. It's that time of the year to support the Salvation Army. And
Toys for Tots here.
Yeah, we have Toys for Tots here. We have lots of things to to participate in and be part of in the holiday season. I just want to wish everybody an amazing holiday season coming up on us.
Yep, we'll probably have some Salvation Army folks with us next month, I'm guessing.
Yep, I would have to guess so.
And so, you rang last year?
I did. I did, and I know...
I ring every Christmas Eve.
Yep, I know you do. And it's a fun thing to do, isn't it?
It really is. Even when I had my bad foot, I rang before I went in the hospital. Months later.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing to do, and it's good when you see somebody standing out by one of those kettles to make sure you...
Tomorrow we'll have a Salvation Army person on with us on this show.
Oh, fantastic.
Randy Tweehoff, I think, is going to be with us. They're going to have their kickoff concert this Sunday in Faribault.
Wow, very nice.
The Old Country Boys will be performing.
Oh, my. That sounds pretty good to me.
The last 2 years, they've done a great job of kicking off the campaign, raising some funds to kind of kickstart it.
Feed the pot a little bit.
Yep, I'm guessing the need is greater for Salvation Army these days, too.
Yeah, I think it would be, yep.
No question about it. Well, best of luck to you. And
appreciate that, Gordy.
All the people out there that are hunting during this deer hunting season, make sure you're safe.
Yep.
Know your target.
Yep. Be
safe. Know what's behind your target.
And folks, be good to each other. You know, sometimes you bump into other hunters out in the woods and, you know.
Make sure you track your deer.
Yeah.
That frustrates me more than seeing blood and then some deer land somewhere.
Yeah, that's frustrating for sure.
Jerry, take it away.